I picked up a guitar after recovering from a serious car accident when I was just 18 years old. It helped me to recover through a very trying and difficult time. After that, I couldn't put my guitar down. When I first performed my song Angel live, my 2-year-old daughter came up to the stage, took the microphone out of my hands and finished singing my song to a standing ovation. It's still her favourite song and she's now also in my YouTube video. My music has always been described as eclectic, so it means it encompasses many different styles and genres, and I'm proud that my music is not stereotyped into one box. I just love the power of simple words. Everyone has to leave someone at some stage or have someone leave them, and I think love makes that separation so much harder to accept. My followers are male and female, all ages and over 40 countries. It's true, I think, that music is a universal language and it knows no class or boundaries. I think having recognition after so many years of self-doubt, that's just both awesome and humbling. It just goes to show that never stop pursuing your dreams. On a personal level, I remember receiving an email from a woman who had just tragically lost her daughter through suicide. She said that listening to my song Angel gave her a new hope and a whole new meaning in life. Wow, I've always been shy by nature, but that doesn't stop me writing about things that I'm passionate and compassionate about. I believe in love, respect, and compassion for all living things. I think life's too short to have to accept arrogance, cruelty, or bullying from anyone. Wow, so many to choose from, but probably I think George Orwell's 1984. I think we're starting to live that scenario now when the world's population have become victims of perpetual war, government surveillance, and propaganda. Whoa, too many songs to choose from here. I love Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah, David Bowie's Heroes, Walker Brothers' No Regrets, Cat Stevens' Father and Son and Where Do the Children Play, Fleetwood Mac's Go Your Own Way, Aretha Franklin's Respect, and on a personal note, probably my song Will There Be Love. Well, who wouldn't want to be Superman? Although I do have a reaction to kryptonite. I guess internationally, my first success was when my song Where Are You Now was picked up by a radio station in the UK. From there it went viral and virtually changed the course of my life. Hi, this is Andy Michaels from Australia and you're listening to my new song Only Love Knows the Meaning of Goodbye on AYN Radio. Hola, soy Andy Michael de Australia, YMW, Gusta Macho, AYN Radio.